Welcome to Sustain Your Vitality, the podcast that gives you a nurturing kick in the ass so you can take action every day to feel better, not older. Your lifestyle holds the power to change how you feel. And no matter your age or health issues, you are in the driver's seat. I'm your host, Zoa Connor, functional wellness guide at Zen and Vitality with Zoa, and retreat leader at Intentional Vitality Retreats. I'm here to help you figure out how to lower your stress, increase your energy, put yourself into a healing state, boost your drive and pleasure in life, prevent disease, and feel the best that you ever have with no regrets later. Let's go. Let's discuss wellness versus health. Health is often defined as an absence or presence of disease of both body and mind. Wellness is often defined as the maintenance of health. Health has to do with labels, patterns of symptoms, diagnoses. Wellness has to do with function and connection. Health is too often about narrowing down. Let's discuss wellness versus health. Health is often defined as an absence or presence of disease of both body and mind. Blah, 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 blah. Let's discuss wellness versus health. Health is often defined as an absence or presence of disease of both body and mind. Wellness is often defined as the maintenance of health. Health has to do with labels, patterns, symptoms, diagnoses. Wellness has to do with function and connection. Health is too often about narrowing down. An issue with this wrist, something wrong with that foot. It hurts right here, doctor. In wellness, the holistic focus is where we are. Your entire body and mind are considered and attended to. Everything is connected and relevant. Health testing is performed for the purpose of seeing how off you are or how sick you are. Wellness testing is analyzed to see how far from optimal you are. Health has to do with diagnoses by a medical doctor or some sort of doctor. Even Dr. Google counts here. Health can be scary. Wellness is about quality of life. Wellness is about personal responsibility. Wellness is about commitment to yourself, to your own well-being. Health and disease are intimately connected. Disease is dis-ease. You are uncomfortable. Things feel wrong inside of you. You wish you felt better. You wish you felt different. Wellness is about avoiding disease. Your aim is for things to feel right inside of you. Like nothing needs to be fixed because it's good the way you are. Health all too often involves limits. No, not yet. Wellness is about being able to say yes as often as you want. Health can be focused on one organ, one limb, one diagnosis. Wellness focuses on your everything. Wellness is about balance, not neglecting one area in favor of another. I prefer the following definition of health: a condition of optimal well-being. Wellness supports the creation of health, an optimal you. When you have a health mindset, the following thought might make sense to you. You're pre-diabetic, but you don't need medication yet. I'll let you know when you do. When you have a wellness mindset, you might hear, you are pre-diabetic. And your mind goes directly to, let's make adjustments to your diet, shift how you exercise, improve your sleep, assess your hormone status, discuss detoxification, and work on stress reduction. When you have a health mindset, you might hear, my doctor gave me this water pill for my blood pressure. He says that I need it to lower my blood pressure. I guess I should take it. When you have a wellness mindset, you might hear, my blood pressure was high at my doctor visit today. And your mind might go to, I've been stressed, not drinking enough water, I'm not sleeping very well. No wonder my blood pressure is high. I need to reset and refocus on reducing my stress and supporting my heart. With a wellness mindset, you choose what to do so that you feel good. Create a healing state, improve your body, and improve your mind. With a wellness focus, your lifestyle is filled with activities and choices that you actively do for yourself on a daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly, or yearly basis to support your fabulous existence in this world. Wellness is about living your life with all the energy, love, joy, and activities that you desire. Wellness is about yes. Wellness is about reaching your potential, feeling unbounded in the best possible way. Wellness is empowering. Which mindset do you want? I think you want wellness mindset, and so do I. If the Sustain Your Vitality podcast is helping you understand what you need to feel fabulous in every way with the least amount of effort, please share the show with someone who also needs it. Sharing is easy. Just use the sharing link in the show notes. The Sustain Your Vitality podcast is a gift from Zen and Vitality with Zoa LLC and Intentional Vitality Retreats based in the state of Maryland, USA. All the podcast things, planning, recording, editing, producing, have all been done by me, Zoa Connor, PhD. Even though you can call me doctor, I'm not a medical professional, and your safety is your responsibility. By listening to this podcast and understanding that any movement, nutrition, lifestyle, or health protocols discussed, you are agreeing to take full responsibility for your actions. Zen and Vitality with Zoa are not responsible for any injuries or issues that may occur. This podcast is intended for educational and informational purposes only and is not a substitute for personalized medical, wellness, nutrition, lifestyle, or movement and fitness advice. Always practice any fitness or movement-related activities in a safe environment. I make no claims about the effectiveness of the techniques or protocols discussed for you or any specific results that you may achieve. I recommend you consult with your healthcare professional before changing your diet, exercise, routine, or healthcare plan. Zen and Vitality with Zoa and the guests of this podcast are not liable for any injuries or health problems that may arise from following the information presented.